This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. According to a survey the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life did a few years ago, about 10% of American adults are former Catholics. If ex-Catholics were their own denomination, they would be the third largest in the United States. So the breakdown of the top three Christian denominations would look like this: Catholics, then Baptists, then ex-Catholics. Of the current Catholics, about 25% of American adults, only one in four attend Mass regularly. Katie Pesha is the Executive Director of Communications and Planning for the Archdiocese of St. Louis. She says most people who leave are just drifting away.
And what we find is it's because people are running out of time, or they have a work commitment, or maybe their son has a soccer game. Someone referred to it as sacred soccer earlier. And I think it's just a matter of just gradually getting out of that routine of getting up and going to Mass on Sunday mornings.
The Catholic Church is trying to do something about this trend. It's a movement called the New Evangelization, a call for Catholics to deepen their own faith and to reach out to those who are drifting. It's all part of what Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI declared as the Year of Faith, which began last October and ends in November. This initiative involves Catholics all over the world. Here in Missouri, the Archdiocese of St. Louis recently took action by holding a conference to help Catholics teach their faith in new ways, including through social media. Pesha says the viral power of social media is a strong asset.
Let people share it with more people and more people, and all of a sudden, it's really gotten out there to a very far audience that maybe individual that I would never meet, but three shares down the line, maybe it will touch someone's heart and lead them to conversion.
The church is also reaching people through its schools. Father Edward Nemeth of St. Pius X High School in Festus says there's a generation of parents that didn't grow up with a strong catechesis or process of having the faith handed down to them. Their children are now in high school.
And the children are experiencing, I think, you know, such a resurgence in solid, authentic catechesis. They're going home and talking about this, and parents are learning from their kids.
But this new evangelization isn't just about reaching out. It's also about individuals reaching in. Patrick Novikoski, an award-winning Catholic journalist, says people need to learn, live, and spread their faith.
But how do we do that? It starts with prayer. It starts with a relationship with Christ.
Here's one of his favorite prayers.
Lord, I want to go where you want me to go, do what you want me to do, and say what you want me to say. And if you say that with conviction and you mean it, then God will use you to do whatever it is he has for you.
He also quoted Mother Teresa, who talked about being a pencil in the hand of God. That concludes our weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. Thanks for tuning in.